It's harvest time here in Tennessee, but the Corbin family matriarch, Jane Corbin, isn't gearing up to harvest the typical corn, cotton, or soybeans. Corbin and her sons are draining this pond to gather the freshwater shrimp, or prawns, they've been raising for the past 5 months. Corbin says she got into this aquaculture business almost by accident.
I had never met anyone who had done this, and I'd never seen a freshwater pond, but I had read about it. And I just thought it sounded interesting.
Curiosity may have led Corbin into aquaculture in the late 1990s, but other farmers in the American South gave it a try because state and federal agencies were encouraging them to switch from tobacco.
It was advertised as an alternative to your tobacco crop, so far as your income was concerned. That did not ring true. That is not the reason I went into it, of course, but a lot of people did, and they saw that that was not a fact.
Tony Johnson teaches agriculture and food science at nearby Middle Tennessee State University. He says the challenge in finding alternatives to tobacco is that most tobacco farms are relatively small.
It's a big issue for all the tobacco growing states is to find those small crops, those niche crops that would provide enough cash flow with fairly similar amounts of area on which you plant your crop.
Johnston says the niche crops that seem to enjoy the most success are those that get consumers down on the farm and invested in the process. G. Jamie's a good example. She's been buying prawns from the Corbins for years and enjoys helping with the harvest.
It's their kindness and their genuine spirit that I keep on coming back here. And most especially it's from here in the U.S., not coming from China or some other foreign country, but it's more here in Tennessee.
The same weekend the Corbins were harvesting their prawns, they were also harvesting tobacco in the same field. While niche crops clearly haven't replaced tobacco on American farms, Professor Johnston says the experiment has had some value.
What I see is farmers who are understanding that they can't rely on a single crop. They have to diversify. Basically, the door's been opened and people are starting to think outside the proverbial box.
The Corbins have diversified more than most, raising cattle, traditional row crops, flowers, and vegetables in addition to the prawns. It's a challenge that Jane Corbin says she enjoys.
I think it's just very rewarding to see what you've grown and what you've been able to produce. You just have a feeling of satisfaction.
There may also be the satisfaction of being involved in one of the fastest growing forms of food production in the world. For VOA, I'm Mike Osborne in Springfield, Tennessee.